Netflix hires Arnold Schwarzenegger for chief action officer.
Disney removes dozens of series from Disney Plus and Hulu and increases the price point? What?
Why Nona Ryder rocks a familiar look and set photos from Beetlejuice 2.
HBO Max is now gone, but its replacement app has arrived.
Michelle Rodriguez trolled for saying she's getting tired of all these Marvel movies. Is she a hypocrite? You tell me.
MK1 DLC pack leaked.
Ip Man 5. Cast, director, plot details, and what to expect.
Let's talk about it.
Welcome to the SFiles. This is your host, Bonus Bird. Joining me today, we've got four front marine shell-shocked guns.
Thank you.
Accompanied by his 12 inches of pain, Leo. Right here. That's the bar right there. That's what we measure with. That's what.
Unfortunately, we can never reach it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just too much. No. We can't. It's just too much. Unreachable heights. We just can't. Who comes close to matching?
Who, Brother B?
Your boy, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The Terminator?
T-800, back in the news. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since we've talked about him.
Actually, yeah, it has. It's been a while. What?
It seems that Netflix has hired Arnold Schwarzenegger as a chief action officer.
Chief Schwarzenegger.
What does that mean, though? What exactly is he going to be doing over at Netflix?
Well, just by the sounds of it, Brother B, it sounds like he's going to be like, let's say, Jamie Gunn. It sounds like he's just going to be the head honcho. He's going to be the one that's going to be directing, like, the action, like, what's going to happen potentially on their Netflix originals.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I feel like he might be the one to do all that.
The man, the guy, the go-to guy.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
Let's read this real quick. Let's see. Netflix has hired Terminator, Predator, and Jingle All the Way star Arnold Schwarzenegger as its chief action officer. Announced in a promotional video on Netflix YouTube, Schwarzenegger can be seen arriving at the streaming giant's headquarters in a tank. Awesome. I need to watch this.
Right? That sounds cool.
No one loves action. Let me. No one loves action as much as I do, he said in the video. I've accepted.
Dude, that is spot on. That was like...
Yeah. What you don't know is that Arnold's actually in here with me in the studio, and he's kind of lip-reading in the back. Moving my lips. He's here.
Gotcha.
Thanks,
gotcha,
Arnold.
Gotcha.
Thank you. Schwarzenegger then highlights a bunch of Netflix properties like Chris Hemsworth's Extraction 2, Henry Cavill's The Witcher, and Gal Gadot's Heart of Stone, providing his own commentary alongside and promising that he's working around the clock to bring subscribers the best action on earth. The film star's first TV series appearance, FUBAR, has also featured in the video, showing Schwarzenegger in the spy adventure that premieres on May 25.
Nobody knows action like I do, and nobody hits like Netflix, Schwarzenegger added.
Okay.
In IGN's 9 out of 10 review of the streaming service, we said, as a result of the rising price, upstart competitors like Disney Plus are looking a lot more appealing lately, but Netflix is still the streaming service to beat.
Is it really? Do you think? Or do you think it's already been kicked off of the number one spot?
I think that, like, for viewers, Netflix is the comfy couch at home. It's always going to be there, and you'll be comfortable when you sit in it. When you get a brand new recliner, something new, something different, you like the recliner more, but the couch is always there. It's a safe option. I think that's kind of how Netflix is viewed nowadays. It's the safe bet. Everybody has Netflix. But I wouldn't say it's the favorite anymore.
Well, maybe this could help out Netflix a little bit. Those codes that people put online, like if you want a certain genre, they're like number mm-hmm. codes, and you put it in the search, those actually work.
Okay.
Really? I was in the mood of like zombies and all that just the other day, and I was like, huh, let me see if this works. And I looked up like zombie code, but it was just like a horror like genre type of code. But a lot of horror shows came on, a lot of zombie stuff came out. I was like, oh, it works.
Nice. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I wonder cool, if there's like an Arnold code. yeah. Just type in the code for Arnold. It's like 69. And all the Arnold movies come up. You can watch all the action pack. Just why Arnold's number 69? Yeah, it's 69. Yeah, trust me. It's 69.
I'm not going to fight it.
Don't fight it. Don't resist.
Just take it.
Guns. Don't resist. Let it happen.
Shh. Hey! Get to the chopper.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, iconic action star. Back mm-hmm. in the 90s, the 2000s, you know, he has a bunch of comedies as well, which are pretty damn great for the most part. He has an excellent library. If anybody knows action, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I think he will do a pretty good job in this role.
Mm-hmm.
He knows his stuff. Although I do kind of put into question, is he out of touch with what viewers want from an action movie now, today?
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
For some reason, I have a feeling he's gonna be like more old school, freaking old school Predator or
Terminator.
He had the one where he was like the cowboy sheriff not too long ago.
Yeah, that was a surprise for me, dude. The Last Stand. Man, that was so cool. The old man Arnold taking down that gang, the Border Patrol, whoever it was. Man, it was such a treat. So good. Love that. He's in the Expendables, but he's not really
in it. He's, what is he, like in part two or part three? I think in part one, he just shows up as a cameo for Stallone. And then from there, part two and part three, he's like more in it.
Yeah. True Lies. Can't forget True Lies. What an amazing movie that was, True Lies. Love that so much. The Sixth Day. The Last Action Hero.
Oh, yeah. Which one was that one?
The Last Action. Oh, that's the one where he's a movie, and the kid gets sucked into the movie.
Oh, and
then the villain of the movie escapes the movie, so they have to go after him.
I remember.
It's cheesy, but it's fun.
No one knows action like I do.
Yeah, man, he knows his stuff. It's old school. But it's so good, dude. Like, maybe, I don't know, bring some of that new school stuff, the old school stuff, and kind of combine it and just make something awesome. That'd be great.
I think so. Yeah. No, I think so. That'd be pretty cool. A blast from the past, a little bit of the future, smash it together.
Sure. As awesome as that sounds for Netflix, we gotta bring them back down. We put Netflix up here, now we gotta bring them down just a tad bit.
Netflix.
We reported a while back, a few weeks ago, that Netflix is cracking down on the password sharing. And the time has finally arrived. They are enforcing it. It actually started May 23rd. Oh, they chose the week right before Memorial Day weekend when everybody gets together and watches movies and TVs. Like, come on, man.
I guess they chose Memorial Day. How you gonna do it
like that, Netflix?
They did it like that so you can remember how Netflix used to be.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So apparently what's happening is, here for example, I would get my Netflix account, pay for one person.
Oh, yeah.
My one person account, and I would say, Guns, here's my username and password. You can watch it whenever you want. Agent K, here's my username and password. Watch whatever you want. Sister, here's my... Just pay for that one account, and everyone's using that same account to watch Netflix.
Those were the days. And
so, you know, they finally... Yeah, it's so nice. So nice. But yeah, they're cracking down on that now. They're not going to let that slide anymore. They want their cake. They want their money. So if you want to share your password, you can still do so, but you have to pay an additional $8 a month to have that quirk, that benefit.
That's kind of dumb, though, I feel. You might as well just be getting your own account, but if you're paying $8.
Might as well.
But don't forget, Brother B, we already came up with a loophole for this.
Mm-hmm. Possible. Possible loophole. Possible.
Well, yes, according to the last news we got, you have to sign in like once a month through the same internet at the same address or something like that.
That's right. So
what if you signed in on your phone, like use your hotspot? Would that count? Like for the first time?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Because then you can just go. Maybe that could
work if you use a hotspot.
Yeah. And then, like, let's say I sign in here and then get it to memorize my my hotspot. But then I give it to our little mini-moo and turn my hotspot over there. Will that work?
Maybe. Or maybe if you turn on the hotspot on your phone, sign in on Netflix as your main account on a tablet or something, and then that way you can use your hotspot guaranteed to turn on a device, because I'm not sure if you can turn on the hotspot on your phone and then connect to that same internet. I don't think it'll work that way.
So let's say if I sign in on the PS5 on Netflix, but I'm connected to my phone's Wi-Fi, you don't think that would work?
I think it could possibly work, yes. We don't know yet. We got time to figure it out now.
Yes, we do.
So basically what they're doing, it's like you said, any device in your home that has Netflix installed has to sign in to that same Wi-Fi at least once a month in order to stay active. So that way they can try and prevent me from sharing my password with you, for example, guns, on your devices, like on your TV or something. Because, I mean, it's not going to make sense for you to take the TV down off the wall, stick it in your truck, come over to my house, sign into the Wi-Fi, go back home, put the TV back on the wall, and do that once a month just to keep the Netflix account active. It's not feasible. It doesn't make sense. But you could possibly do it like on your phone or something. I mean, I don't know if it's, you can broadcast from your phone, the Netflix to your TV. You should be able to do that, right? With Chromecast?
Yeah, just the casting. Or I think most of the updated phones have that now. Just like the setting, like when you swipe down and then like your little menu bars come out. Usually there's a casting button now.
Okay. So that might be one way to get around this. But you didn't hear it from us. You heard nothing.
What you talking about, bogus?
I'm sure people will find ways around it. I mean, there's always ways around it, right? But that's what's going on with Netflix. Kind of sucks, but I mean, at the end of the day, Netflix is a company, and they've kind of been hurting lately, not making as much money as they used to. But that's also because the competition is fierce.
Yeah,
you know. So I'm not saying it's right, but they're trying to make their money too.
But I feel they're gonna lose a lot of subscribers by doing this. Just personally, I feel.
You're probably right.
Because Disney ain't doing it. Hulu ain't doing it, I don't think. You know what I mean, Jellybean?
Peacock.
What about Cox?
Nobody. Nasty. Max. Moving over to the next story, now that you mentioned them. HBO Max has ceased to exist. There was a merger a few weeks back where Discovery and HBO Max, you know, it kind of...
Fusion!
Yeah, exactly. They merged, and now they have become one. I'm pretty sure most of the library from the Discovery app has joined most of what HBO Max had. Everything is now in one app. It's just called Max. They dropped the HBO... And it also started May 23rd. It started May 23rd. I got home from work. I wanted to watch some Justice League, the series. I'm rewatching that. And my app is gone. No, actually, Nani? I look in the app and it says, hey, update to the new app. I'm like, what? Click. And it looks exactly like HBO Max. Like, nothing has changed.
Just the name.
Other than the library. So, yeah, exactly. Just the name. Yeah, it's fine, I guess. It's cool. Makes for a bigger library. I do believe the subscription prices will change as well. Max adds over 200 movies and TV shows in 4K ahead of official launch. Cool.
Max will grant subscribers access to high-quality, unscripted, and scripted programming from HBO, Max Originals, WB Movies, the DC Universe for you, BB, among its other offerings, while also providing the best of previous HBO Max programming with Disney Plus, HBO Originals, and Warner Bros. Movies such as Succession, The Watchmen series, Chernobyl, Dune, Don't Worry Darling, and Joker will be available in an amplified version of the enhanced D viewing experience.
Okay.
Pretty
cool. I do know that there's a few things coming out exclusively for this new app, like the Penguin series from the
Batman.
The Batman.
Noise.
Yeah. He's getting his own little spin-off there. So that'll be cool. It looks good. I'm going to keep my app because, well, there's a bunch of DC stuff there that I'm still watching. So I'm going to keep watching.
Take it to the max.
Take it easy, sweetheart.
Moving on to the next app on the list of today, Disney Plus. Disney, you've been bad.
Bad girl.
How dare you, Disney? So apparently what Disney is doing now, they're removing a bunch of shows, a few movies from the streaming app, what is already there and available now. They're removing them. Then they're going to increase the price for the subscription.
Okay, so you know how I was saying Netflix is going to lose a lot of subscribers? Yeah, take that back. I think Disney's going to do the same thing.
Oh, man. But you know what, though? I was looking at the numbers, and even after this announcement, their numbers are not dipping all that much. In fact, they even started offering a different tier where you can pay a little less, but you have to watch some ads before the show starts or before the movie starts. A few people did downgrade to that. Mm-hmm. A few others did unsubscribe. But overall, the numbers are strong for Disney, dude. Even with this.
Well,
like it's crazy.
That's more like old school TV, man. You have commercials.
Yeah,
ain't bad.
I, in fact, am one of those. I tiered down to the ads, and honestly, they're not that bad. It's like a minute and a half before the movie starts, and then you watch the movie. Sometimes in the middle of the movie, you do get ads as well, depending on how long the movie is. But again, it's like a minute and a half. It's not that bad.
You remember how we used to be? I think it was Saturday morning cartoons. We'll be watching it, and then when commercials come on, all right, I got like two commercials before it comes back on. I got to go to the bathroom real quick.
Yep.
And then when they'll come back on, and we're still in the bathroom, it's back on!
Oh, no, got to wipe.
Yeah. Good times.
But now, I was like, wife, pause the movie. But you know what? I think the numbers aren't dipping, and I'm probably at fault of this too. Parents have the Disney app for their kids. There's so many Disney movies there that my son and my daughter, they watch and they love them. Every day they're on the Disney app, dude. When I canceled Disney for like a month or two, they were like, I want to watch WALL-E. I want to watch Ralph. I want to watch Toy Story. We went out to buy the Blu-rays so they can watch them.
Mm-hmm.
I got tired. I'm not going to lie, dude. I got tired of every day popping out the case, putting it into the Blu-ray player.
Man,
I got to go back out there, pop it out. No, man, it was a daily thing. It was getting annoying, man. And what's worse, they see me do it, so they're like, I'm going to take out the DVD, and they start clicking all the buttons, they start touching the disc, and there are all the fingerprints with chocolate and crap all over the disc. No, you little monsters! Dude, it was so annoying, dude. It's like, screw this. I'm getting the app again. I'm paying for Disney. It's not worth it.
Now, did that happen, like, right before I left? Because if I'm not mistaken, I think I remember that Wally situation. And then we couldn't...
Oh, that was the beginning of it, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I saw a little bit.
Yeah, you did, yeah. A little bit of it. Let's go down the list here real quick, just what is going to be pulled from Disney and Hulu. Mind Hulu, both owned by Disney.
We got Big Shot, Turner, and Hooch, The Mysterious Benedict Society, The Mighty Ducks, Game Changers, Willow, yeah. The Making of Willow, Diary of a Future President, Just Beyond, The Word According to... So far, I don't know any of these. So I don't think I would
except
be
except for Willow, affected. Which, I mean, 80s. I ain't gonna lie. I did not have any interest in watching the new series. And then The Mighty Ducks, too. Like, it's the same story every single movie. Yeah. And then the series was the same story. So I'm like, nope, a pass.
Oh, Cheaper by the Dozen. I know that one. That one's pretty good. I like that one.
Marvel's Project Hero, The Right Stuff, The Real Right Stuff, The One and Only Ivan, Stargirl, Hollywood Stargirl, Flora and Ulysses,
Artemis Fowl, The Princess, Encore, Black Beauty, Clouds, America the Beautiful, Better Nate Than Ever, Weird But True, Timmy Failure, Be Our Chef,
Timmy!
Magic Camp Earth to Ned, Fantastic Stuntman, Disney Fairy Tale Weddings, Wolfgang, It's a Dog's Life with Bill Farmer, The Big Fib, Rogue Trips. These are horrible names. More Than a Robot, Shop Club. Yeah, I don't know any of these, man. I'm cool.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. Pick the Litter, Own the Room, Among the Stars, Harmonious Live, Pentatonics Around the World for the Holidays. That was all Disney stuff. I don't care one bit about any of them. I'm sure some people watch some of these and it's going to suck for them. They are paying for a service and now they're going to pull their names. Content.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So, FX and Hulu. The Last Hulu. Man, Pistol, Little Demon, Maggie, Dollface, The Hot Zone, The Little Promise. Demon. Little Demon.
It's a good show. It's kind of funny. It's like, from the creators of Rick and Morty. I like that. It's good.
Love in the Time of Corona, Everything's Trash, Best in Snow, Best in Dough, Darby and the Dead, The Quest, Rosaline, Life Below Zero, Next Generation, National Geographic's Investigation, LSD and Psychedelics, 911, One Day in America, The Armstrong. I don't know any of these names. I'm still good, man. I can't say that I would have a loss on this.
Buried Secrets of World War II, Bin Laden's Hard Drive, Croc That Ate Jaws. What the hell? Trafficked by Mariana Van Zeller, Drug Lords, The Next Generation, Extreme Rescuers, Most Wanted Sharks, Locked Up Abroad, North Korea Inside the Mind of Dictator, To Catch a Smuggler, Rome, Ultimate Survival, World War II, The Come Up, The Deep End, Everything's Trash. Yeah, all those names were trash. Right. Keep This Between Us.
Nah.
Yeah, this is...
Our fans are going to find
out. I don't care about anything on there, except for The Little Demon. But again, people are paying for these services, these streaming apps, to have these shows. And these shows are already available. This is what they're paying for. This is part of the package. And then they're just
not,
like, nope.
No more.
Taking
not
them away.
No more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know. What if in a month from now, I really, really wanted to watch More Than Robots? or Croc That Ate Jaws. That sounds compelling. Yeah, man. Kind of sucks. I haven't heard anything about Hulu raising their prices, but I wouldn't be surprised if that announcement comes out sometime soon.
Well, that would suck. But, I use Hulu quite a bit, actually.
Mm, same here. It's unfortunate, man. Let's just hope they stop there and don't go any deeper. Start pulling good stuff, and you'll see the numbers drop, I'm sure. Man,
thank God I'm not part of the service, because they pulled me. The outrageous.
Mm.
No more Disney TV for a while.
You don't fucking talk to me like that!
You little piece of shit!
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's good, because I thought we had a problem for a minute there, huh?
Winona Ryder rocks a familiar look and set photos from Beetlejuice 2. Now, if I remember correctly, Winona Ryder was the daughter, correct, in the original Beetlejuice?
Yes, sir. She would be Lydia.
Emo.
The little girl Lydia. In black. She was the one that talked to the ghosts.
Emo Lydia. I remember. Beetlejuice.
No, don't say it 3 times. Oh,
Beetlejuice. God. 4 times. I said it 4 times.
Ah!
I saved it. It's not 3 times.
Ah, dude. I had such a crush on Lydia when I was a kid. Mm.
For real?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
I did.
Little emo girl.
No wonder you like watching Beetlejuice.
It was the times, man. It was the times. It was the beginning of the rise of the emo phase.
Oh, Lord. You know what? You did wear black for a while.
Man. Still do.
But that's a
problem. I mean, granted, I have some pink in here now, but...
Hey, you gotta keep up with the times, man.
But yeah, man. Epic Film Guys on Twitter released a couple photos. Winona Ryder is back as Lydia Deetz on the set of Beetlejuice 2. It's her sitting in the car. She's looking like they dressed up like Lydia, classic little girl Lydia. She's got the pale face, the weird looking hair with the spikes. It looks fluffy in 80s. And she's wearing like a dark black dress in there, it seems. Not smiling. So she's got to keep it real.
That's a question I have, too. Mm-hmm. Is this going to be set back, like, right after Beetlejuice 2? Or is it, well, it's going to be, like, a decade or two after, right? Because Jenna Ortega?
It has
is
to.
Is going to be her daughter?
Right, yeah. So Jenna Ortega is confirmed to join the cast, and she's going to be playing Lydia's daughter. So, yeah, this is definitely more or less a couple decades later. They haven't set the time period when it's going to be. It could possibly be, I don't know, maybe like the early 2000s or something.
Yeah, so...
Mid-2000s.
Why would she still have like the same style in like 2000s? And if she's a mom too.
Some people just don't change their style, man. I've had the same haircut for like 30 years, bro.
You're an anomaly. You don't count.
Whatever. I think not. I think it's cool that they bring her back in this classic look. Just, I mean, that's just who Lydia was as a character. It would be too much of a jump, I think, for her to come back and she's like all pink, looking like Barbie or something. Like,
well, not pink.
It's too different of a character, I think.
Like, I'm cool if she had like the black in her, but maybe change the hair a little bit. But I get the nostalgia bringing her back. You got, you know who she is when you see her.
Right, exactly. And I think more so, they kind of had to go for this look because it's been a good 35-year gap between Beetlejuice 1 and Beetlejuice 2. So I think they kind of had to play and cater to the original, at least in this one. If there's more sequels down the line, then they can change up the characters. But I think they kind of had to remind you of who these characters are. And if you're changing them up too much, I think it would just make the fans unhappy.
Okay. I can see that.
But, you know, nothing more. Nothing else, really. Just those two little photos going around on Twitter. You can check that out on our page on Twitter. Shameless link there. Shameless promotional link there. We should go ahead and share it. You can check it out on our page. And... another set of news, Willem Dafoe is joining the cast, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty tight. I heard about that. Willem Dafoe? Freaking Green Goblin.
Yeah, Green Goblin. Dude, supposedly he's going to be playing some kind of a cop, an authority of the afterlife. So, I mean, dude, Willem Dafoe, like, has that face, right, where he's, like, terrifying. So I can't wait to see what they do with him, like, ghost him up, make him look like a demon or something. Like, he's gonna look sick. And his natural face, like, oh, he's gonna look badass. He's gonna look awesome.
Maybe he's I forget his name, but the character from John Wick, when he died, he goes on to the afterlife. He's still the agent.
There you go. Spirit detective.
There you go.
Spirit
gun. So, confirmed, Beetlejuice 2 is now tied with Yu Yu Hakusho. Confirmed, linked together.
100%.
It's a thing.
You heard it first from us, guys. First from us.
First here. That's right. Ah, man. Justin Theroux and Monica Bellucci have also signed on for the sequel. And it is still, at the time of this recording, set to release September 6th of 2024. So, still a little bit of time. They're still filming. Can't wait.
Hey, guy, come on. We're simpatico here. Look at us. Huh, we even shop in the same store.
You and I are not so different.
Oh, boy. What do we have here? Michelle Rodriguez, trolled for saying she's getting tired of all these Marvel movies. So what do you think about that, B? Because I know there was a I don't know if you've seen it, like a video that came out not too recently about her just saying she's basically tired of all these different Marvel movies. And then there's, what, like 10 Fast and Furious? Potentially 13?
Yeah. Dude, ridiculous.
Where can you go? How many Marvel movies can you make?
I know.
Like, right. Come on, guys. At some point, we got to get innovative with this.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it. Oh, my God. Dude, really?
Yeah, no. I thought that was just dumb on her
Michelle.
Part.
Michelle. Come on.
How many movies? I think she's as mad she's not in Marvel. She's Jedi.
That's probably it.
Even Vin Diesel is in Marvel.
I am Groot.
He is, yeah. Very successful. He's a walking, talking tree. Yes.
I am
one
Groot.
Line. But Michelle Rodriguez is not. So.
No, Michelle.
Ah, man. Yeah, I think that, I mean, I don't know for sure, right? But Marvel movies are probably just not her thing. Like, not everyone's a fan of the comic book movies. Mm-hmm. And maybe she's just not one of them. We don't know for sure, right? But, like, maybe to her, they're all the same. Like, oh, another superhero movie? Another super... Yeah, there's. I have a few friends who are like that. Like, oh, I've seen one. They're all the same. I don't care for Marvel movies. Or, like, it's fine, but come on. You're talking about...
Too many
movies. When you are a part of a franchise that... Yeah, way too many, and you kind of ran out of ideas, and then you're on the last one, and then, psych! We're doing 2-3 total more.
See, at least with Marvel, they have different heroes, so they can tell different stories. But with Fast and the Furious, man, it's... Just the same story. And I personally think they're just milking on these last three.
I mean, don't get me wrong, they're entertaining. They're action flicks. They get crazy with some of that stuff in there, but
dude, from what I heard, from what I heard, they fell out of space in a car. Come on.
Yep. They do. Yep.
What happened to the racing, man?
I mean, it's not about racing anymore. I got to disagree with Michelle here. I'm not faulting her. She just said something and wasn't thinking
Yeah.
I don't really care about it, but yeah. I don't really care. It doesn't hurt me. It doesn't affect me. But still, though, like, Girl, you messed up.
During an interview at that.
Yeah. But, again, I personally don't care. It's whatever. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. She's allowed to have her opinion. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Keeping it with the Fast and Furious here, we got something else to add here. Michelle Rodriguez is talking about mixing things up. Got to keep things creative. So, how is Vin Diesel going to do that? He's going to add Superman to the cast. That's how you do it.
Oh,
yes, is he gonna have that's it, what you do.
Mm-hmm. Red and blue spandex, or is he going to get a car too?
I'm going to put my money on the spandex.
He is faster than the speeding bullet.
Mm. Yeah. So this is a rumor going around that supposedly back when the Fast and Furious 9, Henry Cavill had stated that he wanted to join the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to join the family, but exactly. Ended up not happening. I'm going to guess they were too far into production and they couldn't bring him in. But that kind of left the door open, I guess, for 10, but he didn't join 10. I guess it's resurfacing.
He's going to be Dominic's long-lost brother, twice removed from his cousin's sides, mothers, sisters, uncles, daughters.
Roommate. That's who he's going to be. Yes. It's a possibility. Henry Cavill's a big name. I don't see why Vin Diesel would not want him in the franchise. They had The Rock in, so they had to bring Cena in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they had Wonder Woman in there, so they brought in Aquaman.
Oh, yeah.
Trifecta.
She's Han's Trifecta. Girlfriend, huh?
Yes, sir. She is, yeah. Oh. So, you got to bring in Superman now.
Oh, okay.
And not only that, dude, there was an interview that I caught that Vin Diesel did. I think he was promoting Guardians, but they were asking him about the Fast and Furious, and they asked him what X2 was going to be about. And he kind of revealed, I think, an idea floating around, maybe a rough idea, that it's going to be about AIs driving cars, and there's going to be a mastermind behind this technology, and it's going to be none other than Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say Tony Stark because he said Iron Man.
Yeah, man. I guess they have him in mind, ideally, in a perfect world. That's who he would want.
Mm-hmm.
And for what he described, an AI driving cars and whatnot, for Tony, I did it too. Freaking Robert Downey Jr. to be casted in that role. Yeah, man, I think that'd be pretty cool. That sounds like perfect, actually. It sounds like a good role for him.
I don't think he's doing anything right now, huh? Since he got out of Marvel?
I'm sure he's working on some stuff. I mean, it's a huge name, bro.
Well, I know he's well off because I know he got like triple the money compared to everybody else. Even like in Spider-Man, I think he got paid a lot more than Tom Holland did.
Oh, yeah, big time. The only thing on the list that I see that he's working on is Oppenheimer. So, I mean, I think his... Well, I don't know for sure, right? But, like, his schedule looks like it could be open for Fast and Furious.
Yeah, boy.
Could be. It's kind of funny. It's like the Fast and Furious is becoming the Expendables, but for there's Marvel and DC actors.
Wow, that's funny.
They're all just joining. Yeah, well, think about it. Yeah, it's Rock, Black Adam, mm-hmm. Cena.
Peacemaker. Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I think, you know, if they added Robert Downey and or Henry Cavill, I think mm-hmm. they'd be tight. It'd be cool. Yeah. The Expendables of action movies, just with cars that they drive sometimes.
Do you think they might pass off Cavill as Paul Walker's, like, brother or something, maybe?
I hope not. I really don't. I hope they just stop using Paul Walker and trying to add him in these movies.
Well, I don't know, man. According to tweets that Vin Diesel was sending to The Rock. I don't know.
I hope not. I hope Cavill has his own character. I'd kind of like to see him as a villain. That'd be interesting.
Him and Momoa?
Kind of good. Kind of cool. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Them Aquaman and Superman. Evil Superman. Yeah.
Dude, what did they put Ben Affleck? Momoa as the first bad guy. Cavill as the second from X2. And Ben Affleck as the final boss.
Justice. Oh, dude. I think you just spoiled X3. You just spoiled it. Vin Diesel's at home like, ah! Who told him?
Oh, man. I want justice. I don't have friends. I got family.
Moving on to the next story. We got something that is just dear, beloved, really close to your heart. I know this is one of your biggest franchise, biggest movies that you absolutely love.
I do.
It Man.
I do.
Yes. Ooh, man. I remember when the first It Man came out and you and KO were like, hey, man, you got to check out this new movie, IP Man, or whatever you were saying back then. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, that sounds dumb. Ip Man? And I didn't watch it for like months, and then when I finally got to it, man, that movie's awesome, dude. It's like, I told you. It's, oh man, this series is just really good, excellent, up to date, modern day kung fu movie. It's phenomenal.
I love how they tell their stories, man, from part one to part four. They're just really good. I like it, and I like the choreography with the action. Mm-hmm. It's really good, or at least in my mind.
Yeah. The only thing I didn't like personally was Mike Tyson in there. Get that Balrog boxer style versus his...
Dude, that's what I thought. The first thing I thought when I saw that, his Wing Chun.
His Wing Chun, thank you. But yeah, man, I thought it was kind of weird. I know that our other brother, Josie, he absolutely loved it. I didn't quite like that scene too much, but the movie still worked. It was fine. And that fourth one, the last one, unexpected with the army, dude. Like, mm-hmm. with the training Marine. And all that stuff. Like, that was sick, dude. Marines, that was sick. It was cool, man.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the...
Brochachos.
Brochachos, subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far, you've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it. Come on, hit that subscribe, hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right.
But Ip Man number 5, Donnie Yen, coming off hot of John Wick 4 and his character in that movie. Oh, he was awesome in that. Tell me you've seen John Wick 4. Guns. You're killing me, Smalls.
I just seen John Wick 1 and I'm working my way up. I ain't gonna lie. I'm working my way up there, man.
Donnie Yen is in John build. Wick.
I can't just start and expect more and not have anything else to watch. So you saying he was pretty badass in that movie, though?
Yeah, he was awesome. He had a badass character. Nice. I think he, in that one, because it's John Wick, he was able to show a larger audience who he is, his abilities, and mm-hmm. just how awesome he is. And I really hope that John Wick helped bring more attention to Ip Man, because the series, dude, if you haven't seen the Ip Man, go watch it. Super good series, all four of them. So good. Prepare for number 5. But here they dropped a little bit of info for Donnie Yen's next movie. Mr. Gunn, would you like to read?
Just when you thought his days of fighting were over, it looks like action superstar Donnie Yen is set to teach Kung Fu yet again for Ip Man 5. Starting spectacularly with the 2008 film Ip Man. It does say starting, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Starting spectacularly with the 2008 film Ip Man chronicles the sort of true story of Ip Kai Man. The martial arts grandmaster of the Wing Chun style of Kung Fu, one of the most respected members of the self-defense community. Master Ip's biggest claim to fame is he was the one who taught the legendary Bruce Lee the most famous martial artist ever to live, primarily thanks to his iconic work in the filmmaking industry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The main Ip Man franchise consists of four films thus far, including Ip Man, Ip Man 2, Ip Man 3, and Ip Man 4, the finale. But that's only scratching the surface of what the franchise has to offer. The franchise also has an official spin-off starring Ip Man 3's anti-hero Chang Ting-chi, Jing Zhang, titled Master Z, The Ip Man Legacy. There are also plenty of other adaptations of Master Ip's true story, though they don't have the direct connection to Donnie Yen's starring series.
When does Ip Man 5 come out? Following its announcement at the Cannes Film Festival, no release date was given just yet for Ip Man 5.
Well, that was a huge letdown.
Yeah.
I'm tempted now just to see some Donnie Yen and John Wick 4 now. Trailers or fight scenes or something.
Not much has been revealed about the film's crew, but the film's poster implies that Donnie Yen may be taking the director's chair this time, with the words, A Donnie Yen Film.
Ooh.
Which is also stated on the posters of Flashpoint Resurgence and Misjudgment. Although this is unconfirmed at this time. So that's kind of cool, man. You know, him behind the director's chair and acting. He's kind of doing the Ben Affleck, directing and acting.
Mm-hmm.
So good for him. That's cool. Stepping into a new role.
More power to him.
Yeah, man. This has just been announced. No real information just yet. But, dude, I'm pretty hyped for this. This is tight. I'm very, very happy with this announcement. We will definitely be on the lookout for any new coming information for this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know I will.
Seems to me that your Wing Chun fist is the fastest. Let's see who fists are the fastest. Yours or mine?
Speaking of martial arts, we got Mortal Kombat 1 leaks revealed from the download compatible characters, including Quan Chi, Omni-Man, Ermac, Peacemaker, Takeda, and Homelander.
Homelander from The Boys, that should be fun. He's got a very cool power set.
He will Superman. Fit
right into the Mortal Kombat universe. Basically Superman, yeah. Except way more of a dickhead.
And then Peacemaker. Is that the John Peacemaker? Cena guy?
Yes, sir. John Cena going into Mortal Kombat.
Nice, nice, nice.
Now, that should be interesting. He's got a variety of weapons, different guns, different abilities with his helmet. Yeah, it should be pretty cool, pretty interesting. Should fit right in. I can definitely see that.
Omni-Man
from Invincible. Ah, dude, another version of Superman, quote-unquote. But, oh, man, he's going to be sick. He's going to be sick, dude.
All right, if you had to choose who wins in a fight, Omni-Man or Homelander?
Oh, man, probably Omni-Man, dude. Just, he's a savage. He's a monster, dude. Freaking Homelander is, like, sadistic, but Omni-Man's a savage. He'll go ham on him, dude.
Because I've seen like a video where he kills all the other heroes at the Batcave. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
They basically give him run for his money. Like he had like black eyes and all that.
They do, for sure.
Dude, that was crazy with the Flash version.
Yeah. It'll be fun. You're going to see that matchup a lot in that game. Omni-Man versus Homelander. Definitely. I would love to see the banter they have before the fight. Mm-hmm. See what they say to each other.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Mortal Kombat. So, I mean, the video games, if you're into that, pretty tight. Mortal Kombat 1 reboot. Should be fun. It's always fun. Mortal Kombat. Bloody. Gory. Keep it away from the kids. Should be fun.
I've been feeling like playing Mortal Kombat not too recently, honestly. And I think I might pick this one up. Even the part 10 was an X, so I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to pick that one up, too.
Good stories. These last few have had some really cool stories. Good storytelling. Like the story mode, the way that you go through it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. I really like the way what they've been doing lately.
I don't think so.
All right, Brother Bird, I think that's all the time we have for today. So let's close it down.
Hey, everybody, it's closing time. You don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here.
I missed the part where that's my problem.
Visit us at www.thesafiles.com, where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We've got the Muse there. We got Bro Etiquette. And you can also listen to us on the go. Guns, where can they find us?
Well, Brother Bird, you can find us at Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and Pandora.
You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. Catch us in color. Put a face to the voice. Yes, yes. If you feel so inclined to send us some mail, bogusbird@theacfiles.com.
guns@theacfiles.com. And you can send all your fan mail to crazycat@theacfiles.com.
And Agent K loves
just
your
loves
fan him. Mail. And specific picks. Very, very specific picks. It also rhymes with pick. If you catch my drift. He likes to rate them 1 through 10. It's a fun little hobby that he likes to do. Go ahead, agentcuckle@safiles.com. You won't regret it, guys.
I know. Last time I went over, he was trying to show me like a scrapbook or something like that. He was making like he was on the works with it or something like that. And I don't know. I got some fishy feeling off of him, so I didn't want to check it out, dude. But. He pulled it out, but he didn't like open it. He said it was like fan mail or something like that. That's he's collecting for the memories and all that.
All for the memories.
All for the memories.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
And this is Gun signing out. See you on the next one.
Peace.